What's up, everyone? Welcome inside the Fantasy Sports Network studios. I'm Ashley Docking with your Week 11 DraftKings preview. Now, your Broncos are on a bye this week, but it doesn't mean that you need to sit on the fantasy sidelines. So we're going to start at quarterback and talk about Tyrod Taylor. He continues to more than triple his fantasy salary in points every week, and you can expect more of the same against the Bengals. They are consistently giving up among the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. Here's an idea. Team him with Robert Woods at $4,900 for an extremely affordable stack with a ton of upside. You like that? Then you'll probably love this. Kirk Cousins taking on a Green Bay secondary that just got lit up by Marcus Mariota. Struggles aside, though, the Packers offense can be potent. So this game gets the track meet title fantasy players love. One beneficiary of this Washington Packers game will be the underrated asset, which is Jamison Crowder. He's a Cousins safety blanket and has more than 20 DK points in two of his last three games. Now, you may be weary to slot in Blake Bortles this week, but hear me out. He's not had less than 14 DK points in a game this entire season, and his price is cheaper than backup Tony Romo. Plus, the Jags are taking on the Lions, who have given up nearly 2,500 passing yards and 22 touchdowns to quarterbacks this year. Plugging in Bortles will also give you a ton of cash to use for players like Allen Robinson. He's racked up 51.3 points in the past 2 weeks. At running back, think Theo Riddick. He's an intriguing play thanks to his weekly workload and discounted price. Also, CJ Procise is going to be a very popular play this week coming off a breakout performance, and you don't always have to go against the grain. His usage in the passing game gives him major upside against the Eagles. James Starks is back, hitting the field for the first time since week 5 last week. He scored a touchdown on only 10 touches, and we can only see his workload increasing as he's reintegrated into the offense against Washington. And although he's struggled a lot lately, why not Isaiah Crowell? In tournaments, at least, the Steelers have conceded almost 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns to the position this season. Roll the dice. He's only $3,900. Many owners may overlook Jordan Matthews this week simply because the Eagles are playing Seattle. But he scored double-digit fantasy points in all but two games this year. With his price taking a cut due to the matchup, it's a contrarian move to think about. Dante Moncrief is always a target in the Colts offense, so you should hone in on him too. He has a touchdown in each game since returning from injury in week 8. Tyreek Hill, Eli Rogers, and Kendall Wright all deserve lineup consideration for their recent performances, and they won't break the bank. Tight end-wise, Delanie Walker put up a 784 one-touchdown line in Week 7 against the Colts. Zach Miller's salary continues to lag behind his production, so consider those two options. Ladarius Green played only 12 snaps, but still caught 3 for 30 yards, and he has the Browns this week, so you know. It's the Browns, and he's only $2,500 and epitomizes the low-risk, high-reward tag. The Giants' defense is starting to gel, and that has led to an increase in turnovers and sacks for the unit, so consider them a strong play against Jay Cutler and the turnover-prone Bears. The Dolphins have scored 30 fantasy points in the past 2 weeks. They get to take on the struggling Rams offense next, making them one of the top plays of the week. And that's it for me for the DraftKings Fantasy Preview for Week 11. Don't forget to go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code Broncos to play for free today.